For a variety of reasons, and many of them are not that well understood, Rose, young black students coming into college do not go into science, technology, engineering, and math, what we often hear called the STEM fields. Well, Georgia Tech, in partnership with three minority-serving public high schools in Atlanta, has decided to change that.
Now that's, oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
That's all right.
That's where Project Engages comes in. Now, Engages is a competitive and intense high school science education program. Students spend their summers working in Georgia Tech labs, conducting research, and that's just the start. Now, in just a moment, we'll talk to those involved with the program, which by all accounts has been pretty successful. But first, 2 years ago, remember, our own Jim Burris followed two bright young students through Project Engages and documented their remarkable growth and progress. So we'll revisit that as we take a listen to one of those features. This is the final day of presentations at the end of the summer.
2 months of hard work come down to this packed seminar room.
And so the students know the rules.
Students have 5 minutes to present their research. And scholars outline everything from potential long-term side effects of HIV treatment
and we went to find a link that both of them play in contestant activity
to stem cell treatment for osteoarthritis
on the chondrocyte pellets
to
the effects of S1P and FTY720 on OP9 bone marrow stromal cells.
I have no idea what that means, but if Amadou Ba is anything, he is confident. He sells this science like an evangelist preaches the gospel.
We're talking about that structure that's hard to get around, that hard structure that's hard to get around. And there are a line of murine cells, and we're talking about mouse cells, and they have hematopoietic supportive capacity.
I catch up with Amadou in the hallway. He stands beside a poster full of his diagrams. And again, I ask him about that assertion he made when we first met. But what about finding a cure for cancer? Last week, he told me how working in the lab is his first step toward that goal. Now his response has evolved further.
We don't have to find it, but if we know what we're doing is contributing to somebody, finding it is contributing to saving a life, that's the big thing.
In a short time, I've watched Amadou learn a lot about science. Most striking is how he's matured to realize scientific discovery doesn't happen in isolation. Science is a community. Now, Amadou might be the most confident person in that community, but he now understands he's one part of something larger. For Jade Johnson, it's the reverse. Initially, I got the sense Jade didn't feel like she belonged here, as if science is bigger than her, maybe too big.
This is a TEM. A TEM is a transmission electron microscope.
Back inside the seminar room, Jade explains her research on nanoparticles and why nanorods are essential. She's calm, clear, poised.
And it was more to this.
Whatever's supposed to happen next in her presentation doesn't. Jade doesn't melt down. She doesn't try to talk her way out. She's just honest.
That's it.
Out in the hallway, I wait to talk to Jade, who is busy describing her poster. I want to ask her about her presentation. Was she nervous? What happened with the technical gaffe? Then I notice a woman standing beside me, listening to Jade as intently as I am. Trina Latham is Jade's mom, and she's proud.
Because I knew that it was in her, but now she knows that.
As we wrap up, I ask the question every reporter saves until last.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Is there anything you wanted to say? I didn't ask.
You know, I just want to say thank
Jade's
you
answers to my questions often surprise me. Her mom's answer leaves me speechless.
I really just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity and thank you for seeing in my daughter what I've always seen in her. It's a great opportunity for her, and now people get to see what I've always known about my child. And I'm grateful
Mom,
for that.
Don't cry.
You did it.
She's about to make me cry. Wow. Well, postscript to that, Jade is going to Spelman College in the fall, and she's on a full scholarship. She plans to major in biology and chemistry. As for Amadou, well, let's hear from him. We are joined in the studio by Amadou Ba and Quantavia Steger, both Project Engages students, and Bob Neerham, professor emeritus at Georgia Tech. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you. And one quick correction, first of all, Professor Neerham, you were telling us that this is a full year program rather than a summer program, just a summer program, as we had indicated in our introduction, correct?
Yes, I think that's one of the unique things about the program, is that it's full time in the summer, but then it continues through the whole school year, 15 to 16 hours a week.
Okay, Amadou, we mentioned we were going to find out what your plans are since that piece was put together.
Yes.
Jade's going to Spelman College on a full scholarship. How about you?
Well, in the fall, I will be attending Stanford University with the full ride scholarship. Well,
congratulations.
Wow. There are some parents out there right now just probably wondering how they can get a student into this.
And not only that, the Stanford football team is pretty good, so you're going to see some good football. But that's okay. A different, whole nother conversation. Congratulations okay. to you.
Thank
and Quantavious,
you.
You're a rising senior at Best Academy. So what are your plans, maybe about a year from now? You been thinking about it?
Well, I see my future at Georgia Tech because they have, like, things I want to do. But my overall goal is to be in orthopedics, so somewhere in that.
Bob, I want to turn to you for a second. When you hear these young men talk about their goals and their aspirations and what they're about to embark, how do you feel?
There's nothing that's been more satisfying than to work with these young people. They're just great, and we're so proud. I mean, Amadou's already said he's going to Stanford. Another one of our students, full ride to Dartmouth. Another one, full ride to Penn. Another one, full ride to Johns Hopkins University. Several to Georgia Tech. And three of our students, including Quantavious Stiggers here and Amadou, plus Katrina Birch, went a few weeks ago to the International Science and Engineering Fair.
And you are the founder of Project Engages. Let's back up a little bit and tell us about how you came up with a program like this.
Well, I decided that with the changing demographics of the country and with the need for the U.S. to continue to be at the forefront of science and technology, that we had to bring underrepresented populations in. We couldn't just, as a university like Georgia Tech, be fighting over those students coming out of high schools. We needed to do something to change the pipeline. And so we decided we would interact and develop a partnership, starting with two high schools, the Best Academy and Credit Scott King. We then added the Kipp Academy, and now we've added a fourth high school, Benjamin Mays, for this coming year.
So how do you find the students?
The students have been exceptional. And actually, the process we they start with an online application, which includes filling out a form, a resume, a personal statement, two references. But then from that group, we have interviews, and the interviews have always been quite telling because each of these young people has their own story to tell about their life. And it's out of that process that we select those to actually go into this research program.
Okay, Amadou, I'm going to pick up with you. And very quickly before I do, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Amadou Ba and Quantavious Stigger. Both are Project Engages students, as well as Professor Emeritus Bob Nerum of Georgia Tech, who founded this partnership between Tech and three largely minority Atlanta public schools. Okay, Amadou, he was talking about the intensive interview process. How scary was it for you, especially, as you were telling me before, you weren't necessarily into these STEM fields when you started?
Well, as Jim Burris stated in his story, I was kind of always... I've always been confident, so I knew no matter what, like, I deserved a spot in a program, and I wanted to matriculate in such program just because of the opportunity. And Dr. Nerum talked about the changing demographics of the country, so I wanted to be a part of that inaugural class. And I applied, interviewed, and I got in. So from there, it was just history, and I dedicated myself to science.
Quantavious, let me ask you this. Did you notice a difference in when you first started in the program and then your attitude or your, you know, the thirst you had for science after the program? Did you notice a change in yourself?
Yes, I've noticed a change in myself because I'm starting to think like more of like a bigger, there's a bigger world than just where I live at. Also because the program changes you and helps you develop yourself. Like, it tells you who you are. And I just been thankful for the program being able to let me in, and I'm not done yet either.
When you say you're not done yet, what about the program? What did you enjoy the most? Because you all aren't just standing around watching other people. You are participating. You're involved in these science projects.
Well, my specific project is regenerating articular cartilage. And basically, I find that this is a great opportunity for me because my mother deals with articular cartilage disorder in her left knee. And like I was able to find a balance in between supporting her and also doing something that I love.
And Amadou, what about you? You said you were already confident when you started the program, but did you also, what impressed you about being in this program? What did you learn?
The relevance and significance of the research. As he talked about a relative, my grandmother passed from cardiovascular disease last year in Guinea. And my parents originate from a country in West Africa called Guinea. And the medical field there is just not up to par. A lot of missing equipment, not enough doctors, and the way they treat people. If you can't afford treatment, then you won't be treated. And that kind of like cuts everyone's life expectancy. So I've kind of been moved by just visiting there. And when I got this opportunity, it was time for me to capitalize on something that I could really make usage of. And after I won that first science fair, I really found out that my work is significant and I'm competitive on a global scale.
Oh. Professor Neerham, let's come back to you for that. These young men just mentioned some amazing projects that they're involved in. Do they get to pick what they want to do initially based on their own experiences, like they said, you know, things they want to get into, or do you have them go through some prerequisites first?
Well, we have a speed dating process that my colleague, Professor Manu Platt, has set up where we have an afternoon where they get to talk to the different mentors who are PhD students and postdocs about what they would do if they went into that laboratory. And out of that, there's a matching that takes place. So hopefully most of them get their first choice or at least their second choice. There is a selection process in terms of what research laboratory they're going to be in. And the idea is that once they get into that laboratory and get a little experience, they then evolve their own project, which can take them into a science fair. And as indicated by both Stiggers and Amadou Ba, they were able to take their project all the way to the International Science and Engineering Fair.
That was in Pittsburgh recently, correct?
It was in Pittsburgh. Amadou also went last year to Los Angeles, so he's been twice now.
Oh, you're seasoned. You're a seasoned veteran at this.
Yes.
Professor Neerham, I want to ask you this. The success of this program, how hopeful are you that maybe other districts will also get involved, if not with Project Engages, but have some sort of partnership as you look to improve and increase the number of minority students getting involved in the STEM fields?
Well, we certainly hope that we can expand it here in Atlanta, but I think equally importantly is for us through our different connections at other universities to get other universities to pick up this program different places around the country.
We've been hearing from Amadou Ba and Quintavious Stigger. They are both Project Engages students and with Professor Emeritus Bob Neerham of Georgia Tech. Gentlemen, best of luck.
And thank you.
Yeah, have a great time. And Quintavious, we'll have you back maybe and see how you're doing as you get ready to graduate. That'll be a year from now, right?
And I'm interested in that cartilage because I have bad knees. So I might, if you need a research clinical trial person, get Dennis.
Thanks to all of you for being with
us. Thank you, guys, and
best of luck, and hope it continues to grow.
Thank you.
And one note of disclosure, this partnership was between Georgia Tech and some schools in the Atlanta Public School System and WABE's broadcast licenses held by the Atlanta Board of Education.